the city's out-of-the-cold programs are wrapping up their first night of the fall and winter season. Over the next 6 months, various churches and synagogues will open their doors, offering shelter and substance to some of the city's most vulnerable residents. This year's launch comes at a difficult time. We know that the city continues to struggle with an overcrowded shelter system. Demand has ballooned, certainly in the last 6 months or so. What does that demand mean for the Out of the Cold program? Linda Champagne is the program coordinator with the First Interfaith Out of the Cold, which operates every Thursday night, including last night at St. Matthew's United Church. And that's where she is right now. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Also joining us, David Raycraft is director of housing services at Dixon Hall, which supports Toronto's 16 Out of the Cold programs. He's with Linda. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Linda, we'll start with you. You were at the church late last night and early this morning. What's happening right now? Paint us a picture of what things look like there.
Right now, they're serving breakfast. There are volunteers packing up the mats that the guests slept on last night. They wash them all so we can put them away. And people are having eggs and porridge and toast, all that sort of normal breakfast food. And we're packing them up and sending them out with a token and a bag lunch with a couple of tuna sandwiches and bananas and clementines to get on their way for the rest of the day today.
Last night was the first night, not particularly cold, but a wet night in the city, and we know that the shelters are already at capacity. How busy was it?
I was really surprised. Our numbers were quite low last night, the lowest I've ever seen them on a first night. I think we had about 65 people for dinner. We're normally at 120. So I don't anticipate that this is going to be a regular thing. I bet 10 to 1 we're going to be up to the 120 by the next week or the week after.
Just looking at the shelter sense